China.
International schools. Exporting education. China sees international schools as a service to expatriates and a source of soft power.
About 500 pupils study at the Chinese school, Dubai. Most are children of Chinese expatriates who have moved to the United Arab Emirates for work. At the school's swish suburban campus, pupils follow much the same curriculum they would at home. On one wall hangs a bland quote from China's leader, Xi Jinping, picked out in shiny gold. The institution, which has more than doubled in size since its opening in 2020, is a pilot project, the first of several international schools the Communist Party talks of setting up in big cities. In 2019, officials said they had asked Chinese diplomats in 45 countries, including Britain and America, to explore the possibility of creating such institutions. American, British and French schools are easy to find in most big capital cities, but ones that teach the Chinese curriculum remain sparse, even though more than 10 million Chinese nationals are thought to live abroad. The government fears this is discouraging Chinese from working for its companies overseas. Children who swap domestic classrooms for foreign ones, even for a bit, can struggle when they go back to China. That mattered less when high flyers all clamoured for spots in Western universities, which are best won with Western qualifications. But clever kids are increasingly competing for places in top Chinese colleges, so they seek out Chinese credentials. The party's enthusiasm for international schools is also driven by a desire to project soft power. Officials seem to believe the institutions might eventually attract pupils from China's diaspora and beyond. That is not a wild idea. French citizens make up only about 40% of the students at their country's overseas lycée. Three-quarters of the youngsters at international schools branded American hail from outside the United States. In 2020, the Chinese government said it was considering creating an international curriculum which might make Chinese schooling more relevant to people with no plans to live in China. Should that happen, it would in theory compete with existing degree programs such as the International Baccalaureate. Government-backed projects such as the school in Dubai are just one of the ways Chinese activities in international schooling are expanding, according to a report by Venture Education, a consultancy. Lately, overcapacity at home has prompted companies that run private schools in China to invest abroad, particularly in Asia. The schools they create tend to offer whichever flavour of education is most in demand in their target markets. In time, it seems likely that these companies will run more experiments with Chinese language instruction or Chinese curriculums, especially if the party encourages it. All this means growing competition for existing international schools. Many of them enroll a lot of Chinese pupils, says Julian Fisher of Venture Education. There is no guarantee that the Chinese interlopers will play fair. It is possible to imagine state-owned firms incentivizing employees to enroll their children in state-favored institutions. If it were insinuated that Chinese international schools offer privileged access to the best Chinese universities, that might give them an additional boost. The expansion of Chinese curriculum schools will doubtless also provoke fresh angst about the dismal propaganda China requires its teachers to spout. To keep its hosts happy, the school in Dubai seems to have downgraded some of the patriotic education that is usually foisted on Chinese pupils, but there is a high risk that under pressure from inflexible apparatchiks in Beijing, new Chinese schools end up navigating such flashpoints poorly. Expect some playground scraps.